Hi there, Gia. Why do you
Hi,
laughing
Pete.
at? Getting
Because you're like, okay, here we go. We're ready. Okay.
to work. Getting to work
We
here.
got stuff to talk about. We got two
Oh, we sure
sticks.
do.
We got foot bridges. We got,
Oh, yeah, some
we have
crying, some
mo what I
sobbing.
apparently learned is a moss trough. We have a
Okay.
moss trough to talk about. So
Do you want to just get that out of the way?
Well, what I want to say is that somebody should probably give me a TV. That's because
Okay.
I didn't see the moss trough until I saw a picture of a scene on
Oh,
Facebook. And
yeah.
then I was like, how did I miss that? Because my TV is so dark. I
Oh,
don't, it's
dear.
like, I was like, oh my gosh, you
Yeah,
know, and
yeah.
the moss is one of my favorite things. But apparently in Sam's apartment on
Oh,
the table,
Sam. Okay. Yeah.
did you notice it? You probably
No,
didn't.
I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't. Gee, I know that hurts you,
Well,
but
it's attractive and stylish.
okay.
It's one of my dreams to meet the people who are doing this.
The moss
The
staff,
moss and the
the succulent.
staghorn ferns and the succulents, like, you know,
Yeah.
hats off to you and your sly sense of humor, you plant stylus. I don't
If
know.
only they could have the same level of talent addressing their actual clothing of the characters, right?
I don't think I even noticed clothing this week. Do you have clothing things you want to talk about?
Well, not necessarily clothing, but I
How
thought
about
my
clothing coming off? Is that what you're talking about? No. Oh,
no,
okay.
not yet. No, I was just gonna say that I thought Monica looked good.
She did. Like new hair or something,
Yeah, a
or
little bit fluffier maybe.
Yep.
I kind of enjoyed Monica's scenes so
She
far
had a
this
lot of
week.
time. Yeah.
She did, yeah. And
Yeah.
of course nobody's had more loss than Monica, and so it's always
That,
a
you know
little
what?
bit.
That's quite a statement.
Well,
I don't know.
I
But
believe
you may be right. You may be
research will back me up there.
right. I mean, you may be right. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, but it's like it's a soap opera, so there's so
So
much
I
loss.
know
But
everybody has a
yeah.
massive amount of loss, but Monica, I believe a lot of our listeners would agree, has had more loss than just about anyone. And
Yeah, I
so
think you're right. Yeah.
you always kind of steel yourself to see, how she's going to handle this. And then of course she's
Yeah.
got like just the strength that's come from all the loss. So she
Yeah.
can
Yeah.
manage to be philosophical and I don't know.
Strength or just you know, like indifference at this point. Now, like there's Drew, there's the new Drew who like, who are you again? What now? What was your
Yeah, I didn't care for his scenes, his part in the scene quite as much when he was
I
sort of
didn't either, but
whining, you know?
I feel like it was kind of on me because I'm just like I don't know the guy, you know?
I
I
know.
just don't
We
know the
don't
guy.
know the guy. He's nothing like the old Drew, so
Yeah,
that
there's
makes it like
nothing. Yeah.
that adds insult to injury, I would say, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he was doing okay, but I was just kind of like, yeah, I just don't feel it because I don't know
No,
him. I don't know.
no. Mm-mm.
Nobody knew him. His own daughter, you know.
Yeah, yep.
Sam's like, everybody's like, yeah, there's this dude at the
Yeah.
door.
The best thing about him was he brought pizza to the house.
Yeah, I'd
That
let
I
him
can
in
get
just for that
behind.
alone.
Okay,
Yeah.
you can go now, sir. Here's a dollar.
Oh, I have another question. Like, do they, is it, has there been a dog all along at the Court of
Yeah,
Mains?
and for some reason we haven't seen the dog in a
Why do
long
we not
time.
see the dog?
COVID? I don't
Is
know.
that why the
No,
dog can't?
the dog's not getting vaccinated, so
Oh, hey.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Come on.
Jeez, calm down.
We're
But
steering clear.
I know. But
Okay.
yeah, so I'm not sure why we're not seeing the dog. Maybe
Yeah.
I mean it's been a long time since they've shown the dog, so they would have to probably get a replacement dog at this point too.
Yeah, I do remember the name Annabelle, and I was like, oh yeah, there was a dog, but that
Yeah.
dog's probably been dead and buried for
Yeah, there was
years.
Annabelle, and then the new this one's Annabelle too. So, yeah.
Yeah, they just keep replacing it. Like my parents did that with a goldfish with me, and they didn't tell me, you know,
Yeah. So you
they
lived in
just
a
kept replacing
sitcom then, basically.
it. Kind of did. But
Yeah, we did
the
too.
fish's name was Henry, and so apparently my parents thought that was a big joke, you know, it was like Henry the Eighth kind of a thing. And
Ah, that
they
is
did, they had
cute.
this whole shtick. This is kind of funny. They had this shtick where they'd like the fish would die. And this may have only happened once, but in family lore, you know, I find the fish floating and they, oh, it's going to be okay. And they crush up an aspirin and sprinkle the aspirin on the in the water, and then they tell me it's going to be okay. You have to go to bed, and when you wake up, and then they go get a new fish, you know. And
Wow.
so, and I like I believe this stuff. It's, I'm quite
Yeah.
damaged, but
Damaged or just stupid? Just kidding. I'm very tired.
you have some zingers against me sometimes that are spectacular, the zingers.
No, that was mean. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Well,
I'm glad
no.
you didn't start crushing aspirin and sprinkling it in the fish tank just to keep the fish healthy.
I know. Well, I know. I mean, they could have, you know, but I mean, that's the extent they went to
Yeah.
not explain death to me, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, to avoid hard conversation.
The boy, yeah, they're like,
I'd
just go,
rather
Jack, just go get her a new fish. She's not very
midnight.
bright.
I don't care. We're not talking about death.
You know, I think my brothers were in on this, and you know, they're probably like, "Who's stupid little girl?" But anyway,
Jeez.
why are we talking about this? Because
I
characters
don't
keep
know. I guess
dying and coming
because,
back
well,
on hospital
because
rooms.
we don't want to handle the hard conversations of what's
Yeah,
going on in Port
yeah.
Charles right now.
There is a lot of hard stuff going on. So it's been,
Yeah.
you know, the say goodbye to Jason week. It's like,
Yeah.
hello, Drew. Goodbye, Jason.
Yeah. And you know, I would like to just while it's on my mind, on Monday, that was when we began the goodbye to Jason stuff.
Goodbye to you. Oh, sorry.
Boy,
Sorry. No,
that's not what I wanted.
that just happens.
I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know. I had nothing to do with that. But then there was the whole shift over to the Marshall storyline, which was like
Oh
totally,
my God.
you know, it's like that's not helping anyone, you know. It just takes away from
Yeah.
everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. That dude
So
needs to go. That whole
yeah.
storyline. I
So
mean.
that's all I really wanted to say about that was it was a shame that there could have been like I think more powerful stuff going on and they had to dilute it with that crap. So that was my recollection of Monday. And then when the whole Jason thing unfolded, I liked the scene between Sonny and Spinelli, although
Yeah, I was like, oh no, Spinelli doesn't know, and
I
you
know
know,
it felt like that should have been a little bit more gutting, you know, but I did think it was kind of nice to see the Mike side of Sonny being a bit more
yeah, but
tender.
what's going on? Like, Sonny, it's like his senses have been dulled or something. Like, I just
Yeah,
felt
yeah.
like where, you know, he threw his phone, but that was over.
Right.
That was over talking to Cyrus.
Cyrus, yeah.
No, like,
Yeah. He did throw the
why are we not?
rolls. Remember, he
Why?
threw the rolls. That was startling to me.
Okay. Yeah.
The
I was
carbs.
like, oh
Don't
no, the
take it out on
bread.
the
Don't let go of the
carbs,
bread. Yeah.
man. Throw the vegetables.
Throw that big flower arrangement or something. But
Yeah.
I just thought, shouldn't there be some more, you know,
Yeah,
fist
yeah.
clenches and
Yeah.
ranting and raving at the heavens and. Like, I mean, that's his best friend
I
forever.
know, or even just like a single tear, you know, I
Yeah, I
just,
just felt like, you know, or I was thinking, okay, so maybe he's being strong for Carly because we know she's fallen apart. But he just, I don't know, I felt like he just seems like he's not in touch with his feelings or something. And
Which maybe it would be interesting. It would be nice if maybe they did sort of catch up to him. You know, maybe he's in denial because, of course, why wouldn't you be? Because Jason's never really dead.
Right. No, nobody's ever really dead.
Nobody's
but
ever really dead.
He might really be dead this time. I don't know.
Gosh, I don't know either. I see. I can't believe it either myself. I'm in that land of denial too.
Yeah.
Mostly for Britt's sake, but and I think Britt has been wonderful.
She has been, but all right. Should we talk about the footbridge now? I know that's like jumping
Okay.
ahead to like the
Okay.
final
Okay.
scene, really.
I get a footbridge scene. That's probably what they think when they get the script with the wow, only the really good actors get the footbridge scenes.
Yeah, which I liked it. I liked it a lot, but I thought that I don't know. I have to like wind in also the Sam and Dante storyline to talk about the Brit thing, to talk about the footbridge, to talk about
Okay.
Carly.
Okay.
I won't talk about the Moss in this context, but so, okay. So I'm going to back up to Sam.
All right.
So would you say, you know, you've been watching longer, but is it accurate to say that Sam and Jason were like one of the big loves, the big storylines, the big romantic couples?
I would have said that for years. Yeah. They always seem to have obstacles, but they did seem like they were one of those couples that, you know, seemed like they were really well
like
matched,
of
you
all
know?
the of all
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
romantic liaisons both of them had, I felt like the Sam Jason connection was
Yeah.
the biggest for both of them.
Yeah.
Or that was
Yeah.
my reading of it.
Yeah, until she sort of decided to get judgy about his career, you know.
Right. But nonetheless,
But
looking back, she would have
definitely, yeah.
You know, been like that was like the love for her.
Right.
And
yes.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought deciding to have sex with Dante as a reaction seemed and I don't mean this in a judgy way. People should have more sex for all I care. I don't care. But like it just seemed inappropriate, or you know, the timing. It's like I don't know.
It seemed like another instance, like you said about Sonny, where like we're not getting quite the impact, you know, that we expect is gonna.
Yeah, she had a little outburst about turkey burgers or something, but
yeah,
that wasn't
through a glass. But
yeah,
I know.
But it just seemed to me like, you know, when we get to the footbridge scene and Carly turns to see who's there, I'm thinking, okay, it's gonna be Sam. You know,
oh,
Sam
that would have been very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Sam will have suddenly, you know, been just torn apart by this, which she should have been.
She should have been, yeah. Yeah.
But no, it's Britt who'd had like a 15-second relationship with Jason.
Yeah. But it was real. It was real.
You just like Britt.
I do I do think they had a connection, she and Jason, you know.
They did, but I thought, you know, and then I thought, wouldn't it be funny to have all the women in Jason's life?
I know,
on
like
the
a parade of women. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin.
And then they have the footbridge collapse. And
no, it's safer now.
And they all fall and are swept away and wind up in Nixon Falls with
on the Pennsylvania side of the river.
Yeah.
And then the Tano could come back.
Of the Lantano River. Yeah.
Dear.
Yeah. But I thought, wouldn't that have been something, or if it was Robin on the bridge? Or,
I agree. That would have been very interesting if it had been Sam. But, you know, I think Sam, she doesn't have the acting chops to do a scene on the bridge.
She used to.
I don't know
what's going on. I feel like.
I know. Yeah. I think she thinks by talking slowly, that's good acting. And that's not enough for me.
You're getting a little snarky here.
I know. I'm sorry, America.
Well, just apologize to Sam. I just don't like the storyline for her. And I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. Well, I guess also when we're thinking about this Jason, the loss of Jason and the reactions, I guess part of the reality of this is that it wasn't planned, right? This is kind of an unexpected
I
development.
imagine not, because, you know, they all knew the date of the mandate was looming, and that, but they probably, there would be no way to know unless he declared to them that he would never take the vaccine or something. So, so they had to write this on the fly, is what you're saying.
Although I still think, like you, I still think that, you know, it would have been great TV if we'd had more, you know, more tears and more sort of sorrow, I guess, you know.
You mean all around?
All around,
Well, I thought Carly, I mean, Carly stands out as showing real pain. I mean, I did
she's
her.
She's very good at crying.
The Emmy this week,
The Demi, and I did like the scene with her and Britt where,
Where
it was kind of tentative and understood what Carly's position was, and Carly sort of dug deep, you know, and tried to be a better person.
Yeah, and I liked her saying, you know, talking about kind of like Jason's been her Jiminy Cricket, you know. You having a rumble over there? And saying, you know, that Jason was the one who would, you know, even if he weren't there, he'd be prodding her to do the kind thing, you know. Which is sort of funny for him being a hitman to, you know, him being a guy that, like, is her better angel.
True.
So I thought she did a nice job, and we only had that one sort of montage of clips.
Yeah.
You know, with Carly, which is that a trope to do the clips of?
I guess it could be, that whole sort of sequence. I guess, it would have been hard to piece together a lot of clips with the other Carlys, you know, having been, you know, the other actresses.
Yeah, have they? I think they've done that before sometimes, though.
Yeah, it would have been interesting, but, you know.
And every time I see that, I realize, like, oh, this Carly has been this Carly for a long time.
It's amazing, you know? Isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit jarring to realize we've lost decades of our lives to this.
No, and now we're wasting it to this too, you know. I checked our podcast numbers before we came on, and we're at 333, which is like sort of the evil halfway I'm such an idiot. I don't even know if that means downloads or listens, or
I think that's the same thing.
Are they synonymous?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
Anyway, thanks to anybody who's willing to waste your time listening to us.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you.
It.
Maybe they're just studying us for our sort of early onset Alzheimer's behavior,
like a lab experiment,
which is fine. We can respect that, you know.
Yeah,
if we can gather help. Any data from us,
if we can help with that, you know,
yeah,
that'd be awesome. But anyway, if anybody out there wants to like leave a review or a comment or anything, that would be like,
even if
my
it's
life,
negative.
My life is fairly small. That would really kind of make my day, you know.
Speaking of making our day, and Scotty's, it was
funny. Yeah, that was cute.
He said something like, Liesl said something about going to his room, or and he said, why make that journey or something like that.
It was a funny Scotty
line.
That was like my second favorite scene.
Okay. Yeah. So, did we talk about your favorite scene?
No, I'm trying to set you up there to say what was it.
Okay.
But you can say yours. What was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene. I guess I'm going to have to say Carly and Britt on the bridge.
Okay. Yeah. Because you're a sap. You're sappy, huh?
I am. I did get teary with that scene.
Oh my
goodness.
Okay.
I did. Yeah, because I felt like that was like the only sort of genuine grief, I guess, that we saw, right?
Well, I mean, there was grief, you know, I believe Spinelli's grief.
Yeah.
I just felt like everybody was kind of dulled to the.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And Monica, of course, like you said, had sort of I think I see this. Where my father lives, this sort of, I don't want to say a dulling of the senses, but when when you reach an older age, not that Monica's that old, but when you're that much closer to crossing over, you know, there's this sort of you know, acceptance or something that it's a more of a like, well, literally where he lives, it's an everyday occurrence. But
Yeah, and maybe you just don't have the stamina anymore to just go all in, you know, your grief. You got to sort of save some energy.
yeah, could be. But
I
okay,
guess.
so my favorite scene. Enough of
Yes.
that. Enough of that crap for
Okay. Okay,
you.
go ahead. Go
But
ahead,
you'll
Jean.
like this because it's a Brit scene, and I'm liking the
Okay.
Brit more and more.
I think I
There
know which
was,
one you're talking about.
yeah, so Brit's in her office, like quietly crying and falling apart, and Austin comes in, and they have that weird exchange where he's being all awkward. And at one point, I don't even know how he got into this, but at one point, he said something about wishing he, and he's like imaginary holding stuff in his hands, like trying to hand him something about wishing he had a something or a
Cupid
beta fish.
doll, or
Oh, a
yeah,
Cupid
like
doll or a beta fish.
a prize for
Like
yeah.
a beta fish. I'm just picturing, like, beta fish, aren't those the fish that like fight to the death that
Yeah, I
can't live
think
without
so.
it?
Yeah, the
So
colorful
he's like,
ones.
so I'm picturing Austin like just holding this flopping fish in his hand.
And then you, in your head, you're thinking, just give that fish some aspirin and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I was come around full circle now. But I just thought, I wondered if he went off script there
I
or
know,
if
I was
somebody.
thinking that's the only explanation. You
It was so
know, it
bizarre.
was like, it
Yeah, it was a
was,
bizarre little mini list of things that you'd give people that would, you know, would that make you happy? I'm thinking it would freak you out. It would freak me out. Well, not the Cupid doll so much. I like Cupid dolls, but the beta fish. But yeah, he was very awkward and off-putting, and they made it, you know, like charming.
Yeah, she kind of saved it for him because at first I was thinking, does he think she's kidding? I just thought, you know, it sort of blunted her sort of pain, I think, that he wasn't really acknowledging it, you know. So that sort of bothered me. But then, yeah, she allowed him to be that way. So
Yeah, I said
it
something
was
about,
kind of
you know,
okay.
preferring it to just platitude, which, you know, I like that word, platitudes. Platitudes. Very close to platypus, which is fun.
Another glimpse into your psyche, Gia. You're being very generous today.
Lot of filter. I'm tired. I fell asleep. You don't hate me, but I like went to the pool for a little bit today. It was
Oh,
lovely
that
and
sounds so
sunny.
nice. That's
And
nice.
I fell asleep for it was probably just a nanosecond, but I fell asleep in the chair in the sun, and then I like had that
Oh boy.
startle wake up thing, you know, I was like, oh my God, where am I? You know. But anyway, I'm a little out of it today. So that was my favorite scene, and I have to say, I felt more chemistry between Britt and Austin in that, like, you know, 2 minute scene than between Dante and Sam
Oh
ever.
yeah, I would go along with that. Yeah, I know. I don't know what to do with those two because they're
Don't
as
know.
interesting as Marshall, you know? It's like,
Now they've shoved him into bed together, you know,
yeah. Oy.
which I don't know, just was like, I mean, not that it's too soon to go to bed together or any of that, but it's like, how awkward it was that. Like everything about their interaction is awkward, and I don't know. And then even like there was some point where he was like, you know, telling her what a good mother she is. It's like,
No,
I just
not, yeah.
it's not feeling any of it, any of
No, I know, me neither.
it. Yeah.
I hope we don't have to deal with too much of that.
But anyway, I thought that'd be interesting, a little Brit and Austin thing, and then there could be an interesting jealousy between Brit and Maxie, you know, because Austin's kind of been sniffing around Maxie all this time, and they're like friends, right? Brit and Maxie, were they friends?
They are definitely, yes. Well, and getting back to Sam and Dante again, I guess the only reason maybe why they're being pushed together in such a way is in case Lulu comes back, right? Hello?
You mean, well, sorry.
did I lose you?
The hamster fell asleep on the wheel there.
Oh, wake up, little hamster.
Well, old fella. I'm trying to think. Wait, say it again.
Remember, Lulu's married to Dante.
Right.
She's in a coma now.
So, yeah.
Right?
Why would we need Sam and Dante to be together because of Lulu?
Well, because then it makes it all the more, you know, like unpleasant if Lulu
just
reappears.
A complication.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess. All right. Well, that was so obvious that that's why I was having trouble thinking about it because
maybe. But that's the only reason I can think of why we might, you know, feel like this little
story.
Well,
it would have been more interesting
necessary.
To have Dante. Together with Maxie.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that would have been really complicated.
Yes, it would.
Anyway, okay. Oh, I have another favorite scene or another favorite.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we completely forgot about one whole household, but go ahead.
Oh. Whole Maybe, I don't know. Are we still talking about Quartermain household?
No.
What household are you talking about?
I'm talking about Alexis and
right. Yeah, the Cassadine crap. Okay, yeah. I'm back at the Quartermain still. Sorry.
Go ahead. That's okay, because I didn't have anything to say about the Cassadine household.
Okay. There's an excellent prop with Valentine. he had a toothpick in his mouth during that scene. And it was cracking me up.
He had some good moments, didn't he?
Yeah, he's very like devil may care, and he's back to the bad boy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I thought the toothpick was like, it's so like, you know, the Quartermain's is supposed to be the Quartermain mansion, and it's so like in your face bad etiquette to be chewing on a toothpick.
Yeah,
like I think he even took a swig of a drink with a toothpick in his mouth.
And
I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Alexis, I kind of put that out of my head too.
Mm-hmm.
Although whenever people bring pie, I'm always like, pie?
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded having a better look at the pie.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're going to talk about pie, then show us the pie.
That's what she said.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I sorry. I just think like anchoring the whole Cassadine family with Mr. Sheffield at the top it's not gonna work. Like
it's not gonna work.
He will only ever be Mr. Sheffield to me.
And he's not even that to me, but he's no one to me. I just don't
You did not watch The Nanny?
No, I did not.
Well, you know, I don't know. We didn't grow up together or anything, but I feel like somehow, how have we missed a lot of the same
things? Well, there are a few years, I guess, when that would have been prime viewing for you, but...
Well, actually, it wasn't. Like, I don't think I watched it
in real time.
I think it was reruns or something. But
Well, that's on you. Oh dear!
It's because you were watching something more sophisticated. I think you've got some anger issues tonight.
I have a bit of a migraine. That could be it.
I'm the target here. You better go Botox. did you just inject it right between your eyes? Like,
I wish I could. No, I can't do the Botox thing. What were we talking about? The
I wish I could get Botox in my neck, but I don't really have the spare cash for that sort of a thing at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably for the best. Gia, don't do that.
We were talking about the Cassadines, but it's just tiresome.
Yeah.
Like,
it is. It was a kind of interesting, weird waste of all of those people. I mean, I guess they had to be sort of accounted for on Thanksgiving, but
I felt like Alexis was kind of overdoing her role, you know, with the who could it be now?
Yeah.
And just a little bit over the top, and
right, right, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like, there's a little. It was a little, I mean, maybe they'll go somewhere with it, but like, why are we resurrecting the Cassadine clan as a
know. I don't know.
storyline? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they're going to go toe to toe against the Quartermains, but that doesn't sound interesting at all to me either.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they've been, there are, you know, there are the families that are sort of the anchors of the show.
Yeah, even that seems kind of like sort of the
That's
old.
very old school.
Yeah, I don't know if
Yeah.
we need to do that sort of thing anymore.
No, not really. I
I
don't know
know.
why, but I just keep wishing they'd move storylines more towards like work and careers and
Well, especially
it's
if it's like the hospital setting, because
right.
that's kind of interesting, I think, and it's sort of built-in drama, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to see more just you know, maybe ethical dilemmas on a daily basis or, you know, I
Yeah.
don't know. I mean, they do, they'd have done a fair amount with the hospital over time, but I don't know. I
Yeah.
feel like there's a little less romance and a little more I don't know, meaty ethical hospital stories would be interesting or
Yeah.
I don't know what I want. We're just never happy. I was fairly happy. I will say I was fairly happy over these 3 days, I think.
Yeah, I there was it was there was more going on than usually Monday through Wednesday, right?
There was enough to chew on with the
Yeah.
goodbye Jason kind of stuff and
Yeah.
yeah, I think I just were I feel like Ferncliff ought to be preparing a room for Carly though because
Yeah.
you know
Yeah.
this and when the shit hits the fan with the Nina thing when she discovers the Nina Sunny
Yeah.
slash Mike relationship, I mean,
Yeah.
isn't that too much for any one woman? Like that's just
That would be
know,
interesting.
even for
Yeah.
the Valkyrie herself,
Yep.
it
Yep.
seems like a
Yep.
lot.
It does. And Nina, too, I still would like to see her kind of fall apart, although she's seeming like she's getting sort of shored up by various people. So maybe she
Yeah,
won't
yeah,
fall apart. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, I guess
Well,
we talked about a few good things. I'm looking at my
yeah.
notes. Favorite
Yeah.
scenes. I have no fashion comments to make. Or not
Maybe
really.
that means that there was enough going on that we didn't have
We didn't pay
time to
attention to
look at what they
clothing.
were wearing. Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like you. I was probably more interested in like I kind of wanted to get a close up of the pizza.
Yeah, me too.
I was
Oh,
like, are
yeah.
those just big old New York slices, just cheese slices, the kind you
Yeah.
fold over because those are
Yeah.
good.
And it was enough pizzas that just about everybody got their own pie, which I like
Yeah,
that.
which I hate that.
That's
Like,
good
no,
math.
you go ahead and take the last piece.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
like that's good math. That sounded just like that's great, Bess. Yeah, I like that feeling of plenty of food.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. Yep. So I would have liked to have seen the pies and more of the pizza and just general, like the sides. What kind of sides do the Cassadines have? You
Yeah.
know?
It looked like Sonny had a pretty good spread going there
He was, yeah, getting going there, but then that
home
meal never
until he,
happened.
yeah, that meal never
Yeah.
happened, right?
Yep.
He threw the rolls and.
He probably would have had some nice, you know, Italian kinds of
Yeah, I
pasta
would have
based
thought
sorts of
so,
things.
yeah.
Did you make your death by macaroni dish?
I did. I sure
Yeah.
did, yes.
And then you all just took a big nap right in your plates
Yep.
after
Yep.
a stick of butter a piece.
We stroked out and then yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good
Thank
stuff.
you.
Okay,
All right.
well, nice job. I think we touched on quite a few good things here. We'll do this
Yep.
again in a few more days
Yep.
and thanks for
Okay.
listening out there and tell a
Yes,
friend.
thank you, everybody.
Tell a friend. We need
A
help.
friend that you
Obviously,
don't
we need
like
help
so
here.
much that if they didn't like you,
Yeah.
it damaged the relationship, you
Yeah.
know.
Friendships are overrated. I mean,
Yeah.
really. They're bazinga on you. Okay.
Ouch. Oh, gee. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, America. Thanks,
Yes,
Keith.
thank you.
We'll see you in a few
Thanks.
days. All right.
Okay.
Bye.